Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, my fellow travelers, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini. I am a spirit therapist, and today's topic is thoughts of our ancestors. Took me so long to come up with that title. It's amazing how when you're just thinking about a concept and you're trying to put words to it and words that are inviting and thought-provoking and don't sound like it's going to be a lecture or a, talking to, sound like work. So anyway, this one was a lot of work. And finally, after working with the energy to just let it come, I mean, it's all about thoughts of our ancestors, and this whole show is geared towards me listening in with my guides, my ancestors, everything that talks to me on the other side. So I was like, oh, come on, guys. What? Come on. And I guess the secret is you reach a just enough level of clarity of mind, meaning you leave space for what's to come. And I went to get a glass of water, and then there it was, thoughts of our ancestors. I was like, oh, of course it is. No need to bore you on all the other things I was thinking to call it, but you know, it's a perfect example of getting out of the way so we can hear the thoughts of our ancestors. It's a topic that I'm going to come at it at a lot of different angles, because it is not only, since it's All Souls Day today, All Souls Day, calibrating the mouth, All Souls Day today, so we'll talk about connecting with our ancestors, but also the coding in our DNA that is of the thoughts of our ancestors from before and before and before that, and how they affect us now, and what we can do with the good stuff and what we can do about the stuff that's not so helpful that is probably in there. So that's the idea. So let's start with today. Happy All Souls Day, which a lot of people think just falls on Halloween, but it doesn't. It's, I was going to say the real calendar, but it's, you know, the Gregorian calendar does whatever it's going to do. I think that's the guy with the calendar. So All Souls Day, day of honoring the dead. And it is the day where the veil is thinnest between worlds, this world and the other world, possibly plural worlds. Why? Good question. A client of mine asked me that today. Why today? Well, I'm assuming that it is some sort of planetary configuration along with our magnetic fields on this planet. And somehow we have a thin veil. So if you are any kind of tuner-inner or channeler or even dream of past ancestors or people you've known in your life, tune in with any of these things. Today is the day that it will be the most easy, theoretically. Sometimes when it's the most easy, it becomes the most difficult because it's like too simple and there's a lot of things that need to be considered. And they can be distracting, just like, you know, a siren. Maybe you have thoughts of someone or you actually hear them in your head around this time. So the planetary configuration is a lot about planets not really being comfortable and and feeling like they want to expand but can't, or there's a lot of things to consider because of the Virgo. Everybody's in Virgo, Mars, Venus, and Jupiter. So there's this expansion, male-female, let's get out there and do things and love it and love each other and expand. And then it's Virgo about crossing I's and dotting T's. Clearly, I'm one of those that's not really about dotting I's and crossing T's. Oh, is that how it goes? Is that what I said? Well, anyway, you get it. So it can be a lot of thoughts going on right now. And no matter what you're going through, now with the vibe that I feel in the world right now, it's a really good time, especially with this veil parting, to delve into what's really going on in your head. If you have some sort of space in your head that you can see clearly what's happening in there, I think it's a really good time to go in and see what thought patterns and old beliefs we have stuck in there. Either that we picked up, because our ancestors are kind of all around us in the way that the world goes, the systems. We take for granted a lot of things. That's just the way the world is. We have mortgages. We have student loans. You can't smoke pot. And you got to drive on this side of the street. But if you're in this country, you drive on that side of the street, right? These are all hereditary things we inherited. And it only takes a few generations to make something a fact. It's no longer a story. It's now what happens. And everybody just does it. So a lot of why I wanted to talk about this today, you know, we have Guy Fawkes Day coming up on November 5th. So there's a little bit of anarchy in here. Anarchy gets such a terrible word. But like anti-establishment. It's like just because these things have been a thing and what we've done for so many generations doesn't necessarily make it a good idea or what's really helpful for society. I mean, my biggest example is paying for education. Come on. If you're a country and you want to have smart people, why would you have them pay for it? Why would you just educate them all? What do you want to do? Okay, go do that. Here's all the books. Here's all the teachers. But of course, that's not what this world is geared toward yet. Hasn't been for a while. Has to be soon, which is very exciting. But these are the things. These are the thoughts of our ancestors who implanted this, whoever they are, you know, of this world or of others, you know. There are control mechanisms, blah, blah, blah. But getting through those, seeing what those are, just because it's been a thing and your parents said and the world said, is it really what needs to be? And does it make sense that it is and happens? And if not, then exploring what does for you. Even to the, you don't have to run off the grid and, you know, start sowing seeds if you don't want to. But at least to even think about it, why do we do these things? And also, that brings me to, why do we think these things? Why do I think these things? Why do you think these things? Why do we think these things? Which is all thoughts of our ancestors, encoded in our DNA, encoded in basically like the fabric of the grid that is around this planet, but is thinning now also. So wow, the grid was very distracting. I thought about the grid like dissolving and disintegrating, and then I thought about the thinness of the veil right now, and I thought, wow, that's a lot of stream of information that can be coming in right now. It surely is. I don't remember what I was going to say, but I will say that I've been working with our new scent that is being developed by Daughters of Isis for our spirit therapy oil line we're having. And I worked with the Breakthrough Channeling over this period on Halloween. And boy, it really burst open third eye and things are streaming through. So I do feel like I'm on, I just got to some other level, but it's brand new. Like it's as of today. So if I'm a little bugga back and forth or choppy, who knows? I never know what these things sound like until after. You know, that's why. So here we are with this thinness that we can connect with all kinds of things in between, around us, within ourselves. Why do we think these things? So what do we do with all this information? Gia wrote holograms. Holograms. Yeah, the illusion of the world around us. So, yeah, anyway. My brain just went woo and then came back around. But it's very interesting. It's like it's a road full of information. I just haven't assimilated it yet. That's what it feels like. So, if it's a little odd, let's see. We were talking about thoughts of our ancestors, and we were talking about the thoughts that we're having today and around now. So why don't we just pick it up there? What do we do with these thoughts, and how do we find what a good one is, what isn't? Or you know what? How about we pick that up, and I'll regroup because I see the time. Sometimes I go through a time warp again during the show. So bear with me. Let's. Why don't we play our song here? I found the song called Trials of the Past. I do enjoy it. It's by a group called SBTRKT. Spitrick? I don't know. But that's who they're called. They're pretty cool. There's like an African mask as their symbol. So, let's listen to Trials of the Past and see what happens in round two in 3 minutes. Enjoy.
So young, so how are you? No. You're a carrier of the light inside of you. Glows green in the pitch black night. Can't tell anyone, anyone's hurting you. So hold it in, cover up, pull up your sheets, your sheets. A torpedo cruising in the ocean, and soon it's you. So I got to sit up, oh, up. For my heart to come down, down, down.
Back with the moon looking down, down, down.
little Halloweeny for you. Little ghoulish entities floating through the wall. I enjoy that group. I like that guy's voice. And it was the most Halloween ghosty I was willing to go. So let's pick it up here. Let's pick it up with the thoughts of our ancestors and the thoughts of ourselves and the past and the present and how to make the best of it so that the future is grand. The point of this whole show. So what are the ancestors thinking? Well, if your ancestors have lived through a war or two or five, if they've had any kind of poverty and any kind of, where's the food going to come from and how can we have a shelter and when are they going to stop, you know, doing X, Y, and Z, slavery, getting burned at the stake or being persecuted for your beliefs, for your religious beliefs or otherwise. So that's basically world history. 101 for the last, you know, a few hundred years, maybe the last 3,000 years. So it's in there. It's in there somewhere. Along with a lot of wonderful lives and a lot of, life of riches and happiness and children and love and all those things as well. So our ancestors are also us. We're our own ancestor. And so all these things are in there somewhere. So how do we sift through? Well, I've been doing, since I've been thinking about this with the thin veil time, is to think about what I know about my parents and their lineage. I don't know a whole lot. We're not those people who have, you know, and then your grandfather's grandfather's grandfather, he was a milliner, and he, you know, we don't have that. At least I don't know it, but I do know where we come from. And so if you don't know the facts, I don't know how important the facts are, but if you can look into the energy of it and you know, were they rich or were they poor? Did they live in places where there was war? Did anyone think outside of the box? Any of these things can help us to understand a little bit more about where we're coming from. Because just because it didn't happen to us doesn't mean that it's not in there in our DNA. And it can block us from fully embodying everything we are. But I truly believe that these blocks are here so that we can transcend them. And we are the generation to be able to take all of this grief and all of this heartache and worry and sorrow and fear and hatred and turn it into all love and experience and catalyst and understanding and wisdom and then love, of course, once again. So that's why I'm saying right now, of all days, this is a really good time to go into what's going on inside your head, inside your DNA, inside your family's lineage. And then that brings you also to your own Akashic records that have nothing to do with this physical DNA, but it's also in there, you know, Egyptian, Chinese, black, white, male, female, you know, every way, which way. And if you're here right now on the planet, you've been many of these things. You have much experience because there was a big long line to get here right now because it's the greatest show on the planet. It's a great show for the universe of how are we going to do this and find our way again. So, and we can't not mention that the ancestors are here to help us. The ones that are gathered around you right now are part of your team. They can't not be. And however far it goes or how many or what the whole situation is, who cares? They have your back. all you need is one. And we all know we have more than one. So we have to give them permission to come in and help us. We have to open to listening and hearing, and that brings me directly to trust, which is what I realize. Again, I don't know how the beginning of the show sounded or right before the song, but I realize it's always about learning to trust. Always learning to trust, and you think you're talking to yourself in your head. But how else are they going to talk to you without coming in physical form right in front of your face? And apparently that's not a thing that they want to do right now, because by not coming in front of us, I mean, sure, there are ghosts and spirits around us, and you know, you can formulate, but the ones talking in your head, it's there to help us to strengthen the trust of bonding and allowing what is there for us, the stream of goodness and love and light and prosperity and wealth and happiness to come in, allow it to come in. And when you can really hear your guides, you know their voice, and they never steer you wrong. It's like they have a bird's eye view. They're like, wait, no, left. And if you go left, you're like, oh, I'm so glad we went left. Thank you so much for telling me to go left. And you can do that all day, every day. And that's the goal. What time is it? We have 7 more minutes? All right, that's the whole goal of thinking about your ancestors and the thoughts of your ancestors and how they apply to your own head. And what you want to become, and filtering it all through so that we can have trust and we can really start to connect with what? With our source, with our vortex, with our good feeling place. I mean, there's a lot of words floating out there for what we call the good feeling place. But the good feeling place feels good because that's us aligning with our own spirit. It feels good because we're flowing with our own stream. Whenever something doesn't feel good, it's because of whatever has just happened or occurred, we've separated from our source. So it feels bad. Our source has seen the contrast and expanded, and we didn't go with it. It's our experience. We're learning. We're working with it so that we can eventually release it and we can come back into source. So I think we can really do it. I think we can really go farther than has been gone for, if ever, a really, really long time. But it's probably not ever, because everything is always new and expanding. So in that sense, it's never been this before. So then it's never been done before. So that means it's up to us to dream big and to make possible the impossible. Ramtha's slogan, make known the unknown. It is what it's all about. So why not start with yourself? And why not start with who your people are and who they've been? And see if you can throw some love in the way of whatever comes up. And with yourself. And then, we're all working together. Ancestors, us, past, present, future. I don't know about you, but that smells like the fourth dimension. Where it all comes together. And it's about understanding love. And then after that, it's wisdom. And then after that, it's unity. Apparently, according to Ra, who I've been listening to clearly for a while. Yeah, the Law of One, the Book of One. It's not an easy read. They have it in 10-minute increments on YouTube where you can read it and hear the computer voice read it to you. But there's a lot of great information about where we're going and ancient history that people don't really teach you. So yeah, expanding in every way. So yeah, a lot of changes in spirit therapy as well. We are undergoing massive all kinds of, we're really doing the website I always wanted. I can feel it, and we're having our spirit therapy line, and Zion with his drawings. He draws portal drawings, and me with the spirit therapy. Wasn't that a great pitch? You know, here we are. We're doing these things, and we're creating these other things, and maybe you want to, you know, try out our things. So if you would like to have a spirit therapy session with me or have a personal portal drawing done for you through the mind of the Zion, you can contact us at phone number 646-919-0540, or you can find us for the temporary moment, spirittherapy.nyc. There you go. I made my plug because we are in the world and, you know, people need to know in case they are interested. And final thoughts. Well, trust and impossible possible is all I keep saying. Impossible possible. Why not start to really reach for what really feels the best and ask your ancestors, especially now. I mean, I would imagine if you make an anchor with them now, when, you know, everybody's really hearing each other, then you have a pal in your corner that you will be able to hear and be guided by and incorporate and understand the wisdom so that you can live a really great life. That's what it's all about. Coming through the darkness into the light, because we think it's fun. And it is fun. That's how we get to know ourselves. So enjoy the wisdom of your ancestors and trust whatever comes through is what comes through. Of course, always, 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 I take it for granted, but I'll say it again, always, always white light yourself, always surround yourself in love and in light. And ask, you'll know, you know, feel what's coming to you, because, you know, there's always the other side. I don't really talk about the other side because that's not really my job. Others do that. But, you know, just channel the good ones. Set yourself, set your intention, tune in, ask who they are. If it doesn't feel like love and light, it's not for you. And move on. So there's the quickie version. Yeah, if you'd like to know more, send me an email at nicole@spirittherapy.nyc. All right, well, enjoy your action-packed week. And we will pick it up again, might be Monday, but I might be away, so it might be 2 weeks. So love yourself so you can love the world. And in love and night, I bid you good night. Peace out, people.